Yeah, I think the wedding party is in charge of that. I mean, again, like if the bride and or groom is like, I want my party to be overseas here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Then it needs to be optional.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a wedding podcast with Katie and Stefan. Today, we're getting controversial.
Yeah, probably.
Stefan and I were just talking about this episode prior to starting to record. And I was like, do we do a short episode? Do we do, you know, how do we handle this question? And, you know, because if you're a longtime listener, you know that we have different, how do I call that? Different types of episodes.
Right.
So we have like our normal podcast, we have question episodes, and then we have our off topic episodes.
Yeah.
And so we were debating whether this question should be a question episode or a full episode. And he was like, well, I think that if we start telling our opinions, it's going to be a full episode, which makes me think that he's going to say something that I'm not going to like. Let's be honest.
I know. I was just talking about your own opinions.
I can already tell it's going to get bloody. So today we got asked the question, what do bridesmaids typically pay for when in a wedding?
Yeah.
So off the top of your head, you know, bridesmaid expenses, gifts, wedding and bridal shower, bachelorette party, like what you wear. So that would be dress, jewelry, yeah. Shoes, whatever. Travel, maybe if it's a destination wedding or, you know, somewhere where you would have to get a hotel room or mm-hmm. a plane flight.
A plane flight. And then take one of them their plane flights.
Like one of them their plane flights. Yeah. Anyway, or you have to take a flight there. So there's several things. I mean, I think I've said it on this podcast before. Like, it is an honor to be asked to be in somebody's wedding. Like,
right.
It is like the fact that they think that you are their top, I don't know, sometimes two, sometimes five, sometimes 10 friends. I think it's ranking also, by the way, but that's an episode for another day. It is an honor,
yeah,
but it's also kind of a dishonor. And people are rolling your eyes, but it is kind of sometimes a pain in the butt to be in a wedding.
Yeah, and if you've been at a wedding, I feel like you know what we're like. You have a great time, you know,
so fun.
But and I think it's like, you know, it's just like being in a family. Like obviously you love your family, but like there are times when it's like, can you believe them?
Yeah,
and yeah. So yeah, I think it gets a little bit like that.
I agree. So it's just sometimes because automatically it's like you think like, thank you so much for wanting to be in your wedding. But like, ugh, there's so much to pay for. There's so much time involved. You
yeah.
know, there's you have to go look for the bridesmaid dresses, you know, then you have to get your bridesmaid dress altered. And then there's the bridal shower. And sometimes there's more than one.
Yep.
Because it's both sides.
And then
there's the bachelorette party. And sometimes there's two bachelorette parties. You know, one for local people and one for out-of-town people. Then,
and
you know,
if you're married and you're both in the wedding.
Right. So then it's like you have to give a weekend for them to go on the bachelor party or vice versa. I mean, and it's not like it's bad. Those are all really fun things. But it's just a big commitment. So we got asked, you know, what typically should a bridesmaid pay for? And basically, like, should the bride cover the dress?
Mm-hmm.
And should we say 1, 2, 3?
Well, this isn't a questions episode.
Okay.
In our questions episode,
true.
We're pretty good on
that's true.
Agreeing,
okay. So I think that a bridesmaid should be responsible for her own dress if she's in a wedding.
I think most of the time.
Okay, most of the time.
Should.
What's your like, so you're like what percentage?
Well, so I think the exception would be like, I can't even think of a perfect example, but I like if the bride has like a very specific dress, like this is like you are all doing this dress and like
yeah.
it's a, you know, like around here, bridesmaids dresses probably going to be 200 or a little under, maybe a little over,
yeah,
just depending.
Like average.
Yeah. But like if the bride was like, I don't want you in those dresses. I want you in this $800
like a
dress.
Vera Wang, Monique Lhuillier, like yeah. big time bridesmaid dress designer.
Then I think if you are like, and obviously it depends on, you know, kind of your circle. Like around here, that would be a very expensive bridesmaid dress.
Yes.
In the city, maybe not as much.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, and I guess also gauge your circle.
Sure.
Too, you know, like if you're all like fresh out of college and you're wanting your bridesmaids to wear $800, $1,000. I mean, I don't even know if they go up that high, but I'm sure they do.
Oh, all dresses go up that high. I mean...
And so I feel like in those times, like when you know your circle is like, this is going to be pretty crushing on yeah. there, because it's not just the dress. There's
right.
shoes, there's jewelry, there's the party, the wedding day itself. You know, there's
true.
A
true,
lot
true.
That you're going to be expecting financially from your wedding party. And if you're expecting them to go even over and beyond,
yeah.
then I would say you should
agree.
Cover that.
Dress. I won't agree with that or cover a portion of it.
Or, yeah, that too.
You know, I agree with that. But if it's a typical, yeah. like, bridesmaid dress
right.
price range, and there's so many options that are out there. I mean, like,
yeah.
we have a couple different local bridal shops, and one, Veda Jane, has been on here before, and their yeah. bridesmaid dresses are super price friendly.
Right.
You know, and then there's online places. There's all kinds of places. But, yeah, if you're looking at something that's designer or yeah.
custom,
right out of
even.
The, you know, shelves of Bergdorf, like you need to cover it.
Yeah. And,
I agree.
And like I stand on that on a lot of wedding.
Yeah.
You know, like and you know.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
yeah. What about okay, so we both agree on that. what about hair and makeup? Do you think a bride should pay for hair and makeup for a bridesmaid?
That's a hard one for me too.
Not a hard one for me, I'm just gonna tell you.
I think so.
I think no. Unless they're requiring it, because
oh, okay.
I've
yeah,
been
yeah,
in
yeah.
weddings before. I always choose to get mine done regardless if I have to pay or whatever, because I know that I won't look up to their standards because I'm not good at makeup and I'm not good at hair. I like that stuff, but I'm not good at it. So I'm always like, I'll pay to get it done. Like that's kind of a treat for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I'll fit in with the look then.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of friends that, you know, they've gotten married and they've given us an option. And some people haven't
yeah.
taken advantage of that, and that's totally fine. Or maybe they got their hair done and not their makeup, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that. If you're going to require it, and again, know your circle of
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
like if it's a requirement that you get it from this stylist and this way.
Right.
You cover it.
Yeah. Or like, again, at least a portion of it. And I think that that's a really good bridal party gift. We've talked about bridal
yeah.
party gifts
yeah,
on here in the
sure.
past, and you know it's typical for the bride and groom to get something for the bridal party as a thank you for taking their time and efforts to be in their wedding.
Yeah.
The hair and makeup is a great gift.
Right.
Because honestly, who needs another tote bag with their monogram on it? I mean, I like that stuff, but I use it for the day or I use it maybe one other time and then it gets stuffed in a closet and I never see it again.
Yep.
You know, so I just I think that's a great gift.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that as a gift idea.
Yeah. And then what about like bachelorette party stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think as the wedding party member, you know, even with the bachelor party too,
yeah.
like I think, yeah, you're covering it again. Know your circle.
Know your circle. I also think maybe this is controversial, but I think you should be paying for the bride.
Oh, that's what
as
I meant.
As a gift.
The,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
wedding
yeah.
party kinda,
should be paying for the bride.
Yeah. So, like, if you're traveling, like, you know,
Airbnb.
Me and my guys, we went not on whenever I was a groomsman.
Yeah.
You know, like, we paid the grooms, like, gas to get. It was a one day.
Yeah.
Gas to get there, hotel, mm-hmm. food.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
yeah, if you go out for drinks, you pay for the bride or groom's drinks. If you yeah. go to dinner, you pay for their dinner, you cover whatever. I just think that that's nice. And again,
yeah.
that's like a gift for them.
Right. And if there's like 10 of you in the party on each side, like
it ends up being nothing.
You're like under
$100. It's like you take breakfast, you take lunch, you take.
right. So,
you know, if it's like a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Then there's usually a lot of cover, you know,
but,
stuff to cover.
Yeah. I think the wedding party is in charge of that. I mean, again, like if the bride and or groom is like, I want my party to be overseas here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Then it needs to be optional.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. What about the bridal shower?
Bridal shower. So are you meaning like...
Should the bride have to pay for her own bridal shower?
Oh, no.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
I think the bridesmaids cover it. Or sometimes I see moms or grandmas, aunts, whatever, like your family cover it.
Yeah, everybody kind of pitches in to do like a different thing. This food, that food, this drink.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of times that's like kind of a big buffet of random stuff that people made at home. And
yeah,
let's be honest, though, that's the best part of a bridal shower. It's like the Super Bowl. It really is. Like people bring like all those like good dips and like meatballs and like all that stuff. It's like the best part. What about flowers? Do you think bridesmaids should pay for their own flowers?
I don't know this one. I don't know if I even have a stand.
Like
I mean, I think I just fall back to everything else. Like, you know, obviously you don't really give them a choice because you probably want the flowers matching for the most part.
Yeah.
But like if you want some out of season real flower that's having to be shipped in the night before and it's a crazy amount, then probably think, you cover it.
I think the bride should cover the flowers. Like that's something.
Oh, like the whole, even just standard too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think the bride should cover all of that stuff because that's her wedding. That's stuff that she wants.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of an extension of her decorations already.
Yeah.
I see that.
You know, same thing with like a boutonniere for a guy. Like I wouldn't say like a guy has to pay me $10 for his boutonniere or $25 or whatever. Like I would cover that.
Yeah. Because I would say I'll pass on the flower.
Yeah. Then. And like you want them to like that's part of it, you know? Yeah. So I think so. Do you think grooms should pay for their own suits? Be the same thing as a bridesmaid, I guess.
Yeah. Same thing. I mean, that's so hard, too.
It is hard. The crazy thing with suits or tuxes now is sometimes it's cheaper to buy them than it is to rent them. Because I've seen tux rentals be up to like $200.
Yeah. So ours were a little more than $200.
Yeah. So at $200, like I know suits are expensive, but you could probably buy a decent suit for that. You know?
Yeah. And that was a Men's Warehouse suit. So it's not like some like crazy
high-end boutique or anything. That's like normal.
Yeah, and so many places, and I know they're like maybe cheaper suits, but again, like more times than not, I feel like more couples are looking to stick with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many suit places that have buy one get ones.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say most of the time the groom gets his free.
Yeah,
like you get depending on how big your wedding party is or how many people are renting suits, your groom gets his for free. So.
And I mean even like buying. So like, I mean you may not have the shoes,
right?
Or some of the shirts that come with it, but like I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm the type of person I hate spending money for things that are just one time use.
Yeah, I get it.
Especially a $200 one time use. It's not even a one time. It's like a 4 hour use thing.
Yeah.
Not 8 hour use.
Yeah.
Like, and like you wear the jacket for an hour.
Yeah. True. Like, yeah. Why are we still doing hot?
Why are we still doing jackets on suits when we only wear them during the ceremony?
During the ceremony. Yeah. What about travel to and from the wedding?
Like transportation?
Mm-hmm. Like there's two different kinds of transportation. So I'm gonna come back on that a little bit. So I'm meaning like if we live in Central Illinois and the person's getting married in Florida, should the bride and groom cover my flight from Illinois to Florida?
I don't. If you're a wedding party member? Oh, man, I don't know.
I think no.
Yeah, I don't think so, but...
Because I think that's when you decline being a bridesmaid or groomsman.
I was getting ready to say, like, it should be known, like, before you ask them. Like,
yeah, like, will you be my bridesmaid? I'm getting married in Orlando, Florida in August of 2021.
Yeah.
Will you be my bridesmaid? And at that point, you can say, no, I can't afford it or.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Like, if your wedding party member that you're asking says no, that's not a dig on you.
No.
Like, because they're probably also thinking, like, it's not just the trip.
Right.
It's hotel, dress, or suit, this, you know, it's
so
a lot.
So many things that add up,
you know? And maybe they would be a guest, because, like, I may not be able to do all those things.
Yeah.
you know, even maybe financially, but we could
all be there to celebrate you that day.
Florida
yeah.
or
yeah, know. Wherever. Yeah. So. I agree. Now, another transportation question, which I know is where you were going, was yeah. like a party bus or limo or whatever from yeah. like ceremony to reception.
Yeah.
Should the bride and groom pay for that?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you want that to be a thing and you want people to ride on that, then you pay for it.
Yep.
Now, if it's like a bachelorette situation, then yeah. obviously you split that between That's the people that are going on the bus. But yeah. for the wedding day, I think the bride and groom should cover that.
But for the bachelorette or bachelor party, I mean, that's, I get like, if it's like you guys plan it, but I demand a party bus.
What kind of rides do you work with? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, nobody's demanded anything like that.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, maybe even still they cover it, but like if it's just something ridiculous, like yeah. I demand the penthouse on
yeah.
this.
Then it's different. Thing. Yeah. And honestly, if you're a bride and you ask me to be in your wedding and you act like that, I will be dropping out. Just a little FYI. I will no longer be a part of your bridal party.
Enjoy that penthouse by yourself.
That's right. And then I also feel like even if you are in somebody's wedding, this might be controversial. I do think you still need to get them gifts for their events, like a bridal shower and a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. And I know a lot of people think that like you being in their wedding and paying for a dress is their wedding gift. And I understand that.
Right.
But you need to get them something. I'm not saying you have to spend the same amount that you would, but you need to give them something.
Yeah.
That's when you get them like a gift card for a date night.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, the random juicer that yeah. they wanted, or a ladle. I don't know, but you still need to get them something.
I rented my tux. Wasn't that enough?
Yeah. So many people do that. And I'm like, come on. Come on. So I do think you still need to get them a gift. Something fun that I have done in the past is the guys and the girls from each side got together and bought like a big furniture gift card.
Yeah.
Because they were like getting ready to build a house. So it's like they could take that money.
Oh, yeah.
And go to the furniture store and get a really nice couch or a
yeah.
whatever they needed. I've seen people give grills before. Because if you think about it, if you're all giving, we're going to say $50, you're uh-huh. all putting in 50 bucks and there's 20 of you, that's a pretty big pot to yeah. buy them something really cool. So
yep.
that's yeah. another kind of way to put in not as much money, but also make it look like a right. huge impact gift.
Yeah. I like that idea mm-hmm. Because it can be something bigger.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's just one of those things that like brings the team together.
It does. It's like brings the guys and the girls together. Like, yeah.
And so like it's something that you're all doing together. You all know the couple.
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe the, you know, one side knows one of them better than the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if you can all, like, agree on this thing, it's not like there's 10 of you going out trying to spend your time finding 10 different things.
Right.
It's like, it's one thing.
All comes together, and it's something that's, like, actually they'll use, and it's, like, yeah. impactful, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I guess to sum it all up, if you're in a wedding, you're going to have to pay for things.
Right.
I don't mean that in a bad way or to strike anybody that's been in weddings before and they didn't have to pay for anything. Like, good for you. That's great. But, like, you need to expect to pay for things. That's
right.
just what it is. And as a bride or a groom, if you want to buy something for them people or you want to pay for something, like, that's a great perk.
Yeah.
But you also don't have to feel obligated.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's something, too, you know, when asking somebody to be in your wedding party or when being asked, like, put some thought in it, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to consider it's not just your schedule. Like, oh, yeah, I have the weekend free.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I'll do it. I guess that sounds kind of fun.
If you just jump into it without even considering, like, you're going to need something to wear.
Right.
Probably some accessories, depending.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably more than just the one weekend. Like they yeah. might be getting married in August, but you probably also need to be available for a couple other weekends depending yep. on events or if it, maybe they did a wedding shower. So guys yep. and girls are usually invited to that. So, you know, maybe there's additional things that you really need to be aware
or
of.
Or even an engagement party.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, almost said gender reveal.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
It could be, yeah. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I was like, I mean, I guess, yeah.
I'm sure it's happened.
many a time, which is, you know, things happen. So, but yeah, so I just remember the responsibilities of being a bride and groom and a bridesmaid and a groomsman. And just remember, you're going to have to pay for things. So
yeah.
Cha-ching, get money, that money. Debit card ready. Thank you so much for listening to A Wedding Podcast. We are Katie and Stefan. We post new episodes every Wednesday. So every Wedding Wednesday, you will get a new episode. You can find those episodes anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. So Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We are also on social media. Katie and Stefan, A Wedding Podcast. So we're on at A Wedding Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. So you can find us there. We're also on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Stefan finally gave in and we have a TikTok. So you can find us there at A Wedding Podcast. But we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.